latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are Thursday's Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with an update on the future of Yaya Toure, because Pep Guardiola has indicated he would be happy to retain the midfielder for the final year of his deal. While Toure falls out of contract next summer, there's been plenty of talk he could depart during the current transfer window. Indeed, former City boss Roberto Mancini is keen to be reunited with him at Inter Milan. The Ivorian, however, did feature in a 1-0 pre-season defeat to Guardiola's former club at Bayern Munich on Wednesday. Speaking after the match, the Catalan coach hinted that Toure is in his plans for the forthcoming campaign. Well, this is what he's had to say. I know his quality. I met him first in Barcelona. I know his quality. No doubt he's amazing. Well, a host of City players have, of course, been linked with summer exits, including the likes of Alexander Kolarov, Wilfried Bony, Jesus Navas and Gael Clichy. But they all managed some game time in the defeat to the German giants, and Guardiola remained tight-lipped on any potential summer sales, adding, they are Manchester City players, they are players for us, so it depends on us, it depends what they show me on the grass. That is the only way they can talk. After that, they are Manchester City players. Guardiola also confirmed Manchester City's interest in a young Schalke attacker Leroy Sané. However, he revealed that the two clubs were still some way apart in their valuations of the player, with Schalke holding out for around £42 million, and Guardiola says that City are still some distance away from Schalke's asking price in terms of their own valuation, and he played down hopes of a deal in the coming days.